And now, young Widder Brown. Dr. Anthony Loring actively resents Dr. Allison Shaw, the attractive young woman surgeon who has been sent to operate on his fiancée, Ellen Brown, who is seriously ill at Health Center Hospital. Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses at the hospital, feels Anthony's resentment to be misguided and harmful, and she is taking it on herself now to bring Ellen and Allison Shaw together. Now, as Miss McAvoy comes into his office, completely unaware of what she has done, Anthony says,
"Well, Mac, what have we done with our glamour girl doctor?"
"Don't you think you're being a little unreasonable about her, Anthony?"
"No. I have absolutely no intention of letting that young woman operate on Ellen. Well, say something."
"I do think you're quite beside yourself over Ellen's condition, and rather unintelligent about it."
"You mean I'm being foolish?"
"No, you're letting your emotions blind you to the overall situation. After all, Anthony, you're in love with Ellen. She's your whole world. Actually, if it came right down to it, and Dr. Humphreys were here, you might not let him operate. You might even have had misgivings about him."
"No, Mac, you're quite wrong. Dr. Humphreys is one of the most remarkable men in the world. A skilled, brilliant surgeon."
"Well, Anthony, why in the world are you fighting a situation that you can't possibly change? The man's ill. What would you do if a few weeks before this happened to Ellen, he died?"
"Look, Mac, that has nothing to do with it. Come in."
"It's I, Anthony. May I come in?"
"Louise."
"Oh, hello, Miss McAvoy.
How do you do, Mrs. Simpson?"
"Am I interrupting?"
"Oh, not at all. I was just going."
"Oh, don't let me drive you away, Miss McAvoy. Oh, by the way, I'm giving a large luncheon for you and all the nurses just as soon as my new dining room is finished. A really lovely luncheon. I think you hard-working people need a little outing occasionally."
"Thank you, Mrs. Simpson. You're too kind."
"Miss McAvoy loathes me. But then, I find many people in Simpsonville do. You're not listening to a thing I'm saying, are you?"
"Oh, sorry, Louise. I wasn't."
"How is Ellen? And will you have dinner with me? I have lots of things I need advice on, and I think a wonderful dinner would cheer you up, Anthony."
"Ellen is precisely the same, Louise. No better, no worse."
"I know. It's very trying, Anthony. But you said this wonderful surgeon, this genius, was coming to make her all right. Where is he?"
"He isn't coming."
"Oh. Anthony, not because Ellen's case is hopeless."
No. He's had a stroke."
"Get someone else. He has an assistant, surely. Get him here. Look, I'll charter a plane and have anybody brought to this hospital for Ellen's sake, Anthony. You know that."
"It's very generous of you, Louise, very generous. Only it isn't necessary."
"Why?"
"The assistant is here. Only I don't approve of her."
"Her? A woman?" "Oh."
"Yes. Look, I think women doctors are fine. I have nothing against them. But I feel very insecure about this, because Ellen's case is intricate and unusual."
"A woman doctor. Some battle axe, I suppose, like Olivia McAvoy bossing everybody."
"She isn't a battle axe, Louise."
"I simply don't understand women doctors anyway. Yep, heaven's sakes, it's the last thing I'd ever want to be. What's her name?"
"Dr. Allison Shaw. Why?"
"Nothing."
"So, there you are. How are things with you, Louise?"
"Oh, wonderful, Anthony. I'm having the whole house done over from top to bottom. I just don't want any dreadful memories."
"Nothing like a few coats of paint and new wallpaper, is there? Can cover a multitude of sins."
"And there was a multitude of sins committed there, Anthony. Definitely."
"Well, put it all behind you, Louise. As a matter of fact, I should think you'd want to travel."
"Trying to get rid of me, Anthony?"
"No, not at all. Just a suggestion."
"Well, it isn't a very good one, darling. I'm here for good. Or evil, depending on your point of view."
"Well, my point of view is a liberal one, so..."
"Wish me luck. And as far as this woman doctor is concerned, Anthony, for heaven's sake, let her operate on Ellen. Don't want to delay any more, do you?"
"You might be talking about Ellen's life, Louise."
"Well, I didn't mean to sound callous. I have the greatest faith in the world in Ellen. I know that she'll fight every inch of the way, and I know that she will get well."
"Thank you. I wish I could be assured. Goodbye, Louise."
"Goodbye, Anthony."
"We'll see you one of these days. I'll keep you informed as to Ellen's condition."
"Do that, Anthony. And give her my dearest love." "Oh, Miss McAvoy. Back again?"
"Yes, Mrs. Simpson. Something has come up that I want to talk to the doctor about."
"Oh, this time I'm just going. Goodbye." "Oh, and I'll ring you about that luncheon."
"Thank you." "Libby Bountiful is going to feed the hired hands. How nice."
"Mac, don't be catty."
"It's beneath me. Or should be. But I am human. Only human, Anthony."
"How in the world do I tactfully tell this girl to go home?"
"Louise?"
No, Dr. Shaw."
"You have someone as good to take care of Ellen?"
"I haven't anyone to take care of Ellen. I will have, though. I'll find someone. You can't tell me I have to entrust Ellen's life to someone like this, that I'm obliged to let that woman operate on Ellen because there's no one else.
Has Ellen anything to say about it?
No. Then even if she had, she'd defer to my judgment. Also, she knows nothing about this. I'll handle it so she needn't know that anyone came. Max, you haven't said anything to Ellen, have you?
Anthony, I...
You have. I can tell you have. Mac, whatever you said to Ellen about Dr. Shaw was a complete breach of personal manners. You had no right.
I'm sorry.
I'm very angry with you. What did you say? What did you tell Ellen?
I told her that Dr. Humphrey's assistant was here, that you didn't think she was good enough to take over.
I can't understand how you could do a thing like that, Mac. I'll go and see Ellen now. You've probably upset her beyond measure.
Dr. Shaw is with her now, Anthony.
Mac, do you mean...
Yes, I do. I mean just that. I introduced them. Or rather, I told Dr. Shaw to introduce her herself. I thought it would be a very good thing.
And how good a thing is it, this meeting now taking place between Ellen and Dr. Allison Shaw?
Come in. Good afternoon. My name is Allison Shaw.
I know. Olivia McAvoy told me about you, Doctor. Please sit down.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown.
Well, thank you very much for coming. It's a pity if you've been called away from arrest. Were you on vacation with Dr. Humphrey?
I usually come up here with his family. I love the lake country west of here.
Ah, it is pleasant, isn't it? How is Dr. Humphrey?
He'll come out of his stroke, I'm sure. When? We don't know, of course. This is a very mild one, but enough to hamper him in his work for a while.
And so it comes around to that, doesn't it?
What does?
Our talk. We've both been sidestepping the real issue. Me and Dr. Humphreys and you. And how awful Dr. Loring's been to you.
The last is very unimportant, believe me, Mrs. Brown.
No, not really. You shouldn't be treated like that. And Anthony is too important himself to be so petty.
He isn't being petty. He's in love with you. And if the angel Gabriel were available, Dr. Loring would still doubt if he could take care of you.
I wonder...
I'm not the angel Gabriel, Mrs. Brown, but I can take care of you. I know it.
I shouldn't be a bit surprised, Dr. Shaw. You certainly exude an air of confidence.
Why not? I've worked side by side with one of the greatest surgeons in the country. I've learned his technique. I've been thoroughly trained. Look, Mrs. Brown, what good would it do to fool you or myself or anyone else by saying this if it weren't true?
No good at all. As a matter of fact, it's wonderful. I love everything you're saying. But you're representing action of some kind, something being done, something happening, when heretofore it's just been waiting.
That's dreadful. It's bad for the morale, so very bad for the morale.
But you're here now, and it's going to be all right.
If your doctor will let it be all right.
Oh, he will. Anthony is a very gentle person at heart, Dr. Shaw. He'll certainly see our point. Anthony!
Ellen, this is completely without my approval. Dr. Shaw, may I ask you to leave this room?
Certainly, Dr. Loring.
Anthony!
At once, Dr. Shaw. You have not been appointed to the case. You have no authority to be here.
It's all right, Dr. Loring. I'm going. You needn't elaborate on it.
Anthony, I wanted to stay. I want Dr. Shaw here. Oh, Anthony, why do you do this? Anthony, please!
Will Dr. Shaw, the one hope Ellen has of recovery, be permitted to operate on young Widder Brown?